¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode of United We Stand podcast is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for the very latest odds and offers. Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast. It's post-match after Manchester United 2. Who did we play? Southampton 0. That was a good start, wasn't it? Yeah, United 2, Southampton 0. With me, John Ashton, Aaron Buckley, Stu Edwards, Ant Bloom and Anthony Shaw. We're going to have a chinwag about the game. Much greater buzz and optimism around the ground, which we all saw as we were selling the ground outside. Definite change in atmosphere, definite change in the levels of optimism. So, and it's certainly evidence of that on the pitch seemed to say that people were right to think like that. One thing I do want to just get off my chest though, because it's seriously been bugging me. Doves, the hair situation
of
players, not yours. Although yours does need a bit of a tidy up.
Cut today.
The hair situation on that pitch. We've got buns,
yeah,
wigs, and whatever pub was going on. That needs sorting, doesn't it?
It's coming to something when Wayne Rooney's in the top 5 haircuts at United, isn't it? I've not even really thought about it. You've just mentioned it, but yeah.
I got
cheers for ruining the night.
I was getting annoyed throughout the whole. And why would you dye your hair ginger?
Absolutely no idea, mate. Absolutely no idea.
Anyway, getting off the track here. And new season. You were selling the mag before the game. We were talking before the game, me and Stu at the bottom end after we were selling, and you could just sense that everybody's really excited about the season ahead.
Yeah, really good atmosphere in the ground as well. Well, got really good by our standards last year as well, and a great performance from the team as well. So can't ask for more than that, really.
I was in a good mood until I found out I was being stood next to that fucking dance troupe again. So,
where was that?
Outside a development office foundation building.
So what was it?
Just fucking 4 kids dancing to a load of fucking, I don't know, Jamaican shit. I don't know.
So is your issue with kids or Jamaican steel music?
It's the issue of being put off. Trying to sell out as usual. So,
so apart from that,
yeah, I really enjoyed that. I thought they played well actually. They were a bit of a pain in the arse. I still think we need someone at the back. I think we're a bit ropey at the back at times. But other than that, second half I thought we improved massively and dominated.
Stu, just definite good buzz about the match, about the game. Just people walking into the ground, you can just tell that there's a general sense of there's going to be a lot to look forward to this season, won't there?
Yeah, I did think it was going to start that way. The journey down was a bit fraught. Traffic on the M60, pissing down, but it got to R5, sun come out, and there was definitely a buzz Friday night. Obviously, people a bit giddy because it's weekend, first game at home.
So that's why you dress like that.
Where are you going afterwards, just out of interest? Because you've just got changed into something that actually looked worse than what you took off. You're going out. Where are you going?
Can't tell you.
You can't tell you.
It's exclusive.
No, that's fine.
Definitely a buzz inside and outside the ground, and obviously just the play, call me old fashioned, but just enjoyed us going forward, passing forward, people taking people on. I don't think Valencia's took as many players on as what he did in this game in the last 4 years.
Not watching Morgan Schneiderlin, that's always a bonus.
Look, I'm going to give you the chance to talk about Morgan Schneiderlin a bit. He's hovering over me, you know, like he hovers over you.
He always ends up stood next to you.
He's got his hand in his pockets as well.
Intimidating. Aaron, what was it like, sort of pre-game, the buzz and the atmosphere up where you were selling?
You can tell, can't you, that there's definitely a buzz about this season, people getting excited. I mean, personally, I don't want to get too giddy. I don't want to get carried away with myself just yet. But definitely there was a few more people buying the mag than usually do.
Why was that, Aaron?
Why was that today?
I don't know. I did get a few snide comments at Top Spot, but anyway, I took it all in my stride. And I'm really enjoying this season already. I'm loving Mourinho as manager. I'm loving Zlatan. He's really a Manchester United player for me. And yeah, I'm just gushing at the minute with praise for the team.
Do you hear that?
It's too late.
Sorry. Aaron's missus is stood watching us, and Aaron's actually gushing over football.
You could
just tell people are buzzing, aren't they?
Well, for the first beginning of a season, for the first time in about 3 years, I've not been told to shove any magazines up my arse on the way out. So that's how you know you're onto a good start to the season. But yeah, it's just nice to see we got the ball forward quickly, didn't we? You know, they were breaking, they were having shots at goal, and they're just general. It's like last 2 years haven't even happened, and onwards and upwards, I think, for us now.
Right. Tell me why all football should be played on Friday nights forever.
To see Stu Edwards dressed like that, for one. Other than that, it's just brilliant, isn't it? You've got the rest of the weekend to yourself. Yeah, that'll do. You can go out on a piss.
Are you a Friday night football fan?
Yeah, I'm really into it, yeah.
I think it helps being a balmy 18 degrees, you know.
So. I loved it. I loved it last year. The two times we had it last year was Derby and Villa. Yeah.
Villa was Friday night. Did you do Cambridge the season before?
No, I didn't do that, unfortunately.
That was pretty,
I'm not sure if it'd be the same in January.
Well, you know. Friday nights, are you a fan or not?
Play at any fucking time, Andy Mitten will have me here, so. Doesn't really matter to me.
Well, yeah. And the problem is when Andy Mitten gets you in, that means we all get told to get in as well, so we all lose out. In terms of, obviously, the game, and, you know, you talked about Southampton, they were... You know, Dubs, you just said they're going to be quite an ample for a few teams this season.
Yeah, they kept the ball well, didn't they? They were lacking a little bit up top. Thought we defended quite well, but we were made to defend quite well. It's a good result all round. Like I said, on paper, it looks just like a standard win over an average team. But it's a good 3 points and one with a team we've struggled against, I think, in the last 2 or 3 years. Old Trafford, it's been a bit of a bogey side to us. So I thought it was the sort of game top sides. Make them games into them sort of games where it's just a regulation without playing absolutely brilliantly, but you turn up and you win comfortably. And I thought it was that sort of game.
I thought they played really well. Southampton made a couple of decent chances, didn't they? Long flashed an header past the post when it was 1-0 still, I think, was it? Or was that second half? Tadic last one wide. But I thought they finished quite strong as well. It's hard to tell whether we stopped playing a bit because it was 2-0, but I thought they looked very fit and finished the game quite strongly, actually.
I think really when you consider the disgruntlement that we all experienced last season, you've really got to feel for Southampton fans, haven't you? If you've considered over the last few seasons, the players they've lost and they've changed the manager 3 times, and they can still turn out and play reasonably well, like we've said. And you know, they could have scored there tonight with a bit more point up front. They could have scored, couldn't they? And probably caused us a few more problems. But in the end, it looks like a routine victory when it probably wasn't.
I think they might struggle this year, mate. I think there's only so far you can go, like losing all them players. They play well tonight, don't get me wrong, but I think they will struggle this season.
Fonte goes to Arsenal as well, maybe.
If there was a Southampton player left that was any good, Liverpool would have bought him by now. So I've made the assumption that he can't be much caught. What are your thoughts on the Southampton team?
They got beat 2-0. Not really asked how they played. It's all about United, isn't it?
Do you think though that? Because I think a lot of people would think that. I thought 2-0 potentially.
I think they'll take points off a lot of top six teams, so it's a good result. And we've not already with 6 points up on the results we had last year, aren't we? So yeah.
Obviously, side contained a couple of people making their Old Trafford debut in terms of, well, you know, Pogba obviously coming back for the second time. Let's first of all talk about Ibrahimovic. The thing that struck me about him was, for someone who's kind of got this sort of mystique about him and someone who's supposedly arrogant, he seems to be absolutely fucking buzzing to be here, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'll be honest, about 3-4 years ago I didn't rate him at all. He always seemed to be quiet whenever I watched him, even though he had a poor game against it, two poor games against City last year where he missed a lot of chances, but he was always involved. And I just thought, I've actually changed my mind on him. You know, he's always involved and he really looks dangerous.
What's
even
a shift
though he's
in,
not putting the ball in the net, yeah. So, and some of them headers, I mean, yeah. There was one last week.
Someone who's
There was one last week against Bournemouth, weren't there, and where he flew across the box and ended up clattering.
I think that was actually a foul, but the desire that he showed to get to the ball, that's something that we lacked last season.
I think once he gets his confidence up a little bit, I think he'll be a hell of a player.
But the thing about Ibrahimovic and the way that Mourinho manages is that he likes to use the same players week in, week out. I'm not sure, well, I'm 100% sure that he won't be able to play 50 games a season because he's not that kind of player. He's over the hill, isn't he, in terms of it?
Funny, he'll use Rashford because I'm already a bit concerned that he's not had a single minute yet.
The header was absolutely fucking brilliant. I sat right behind it and he just bulleted for the top. I can't remember the last time someone scored an header like that. Probably Frank Stapleton or something.
2 weeks ago at Wembley, well, Ibrahimovic.
The reason, right?
It's a completely different header.
That was probably when we last started crossing the football.
It's completely different. Yeah, it is. We've actually got players now who will try and attempt to head the ball this time. We've got three or four players over 6 foot.
What I like about him, Roberto, he's just an out-and-out striker. There's none of this having to someone who you can play out wide. There's no one dropping deep to do this. He's just, you put the ball into the box of him and he will just score your goals, as simple as that.
You get the sense with him that he's been all around all of these clubs, some of the biggest, a bit like Cantona in the sense of, I've suddenly found a stage that really suits.
Yeah, I think just how direct all our play has been since he's come as well. I mean, we don't look bothered about having the ball, do we? We just pass it forward when we get it and break quickly. And last year, honestly, it was just so hard to watch at times, watching
just about
midfielders pass sideways. And now we just pass them, you know, straight to the wingers, straight up, you know, up to Ibrahimovic straight away.
Just to back your point up there for once, I was watching it in a pub tonight, and after about, I don't know how many minutes it was, but Southampton have made something like 70 more passes than us, which just shows it
tonight as well.
But like we said, possession in football matches, does it? Don't really care, does it?
Last year we lost 1-0 to them. I think we had about 70% and not one shot on goal.
Van Gaal would have hated that tonight, wouldn't he? Van Gaal would have absolutely hated the way we played tonight.
Yeah. The thing is imagine having 65% of a ball in a season and finishing fifth. It just doesn't even stack up, does it?
No.
Your point about Ibrahimovic, though, he's, what is he, 34?
Yeah. Nearly 35.
He's
nearly
35. I mean, he can't do the 50 game season, so it's pretty clear he isn't going to play. Sure. But anyone else? Well, has anyone else got the...
I think he's just bought him for the league, hasn't he? You know, he's already said that once the games start in the Europa League and the League Cup, that's when Rashford and Cole get a game. I think Ibrahimovic is just out and out for the league.
Does anyone share Ant's concern about, though, Rashford and the fact they might not get...
Yeah, this is what I thought at the start. And I admit this, I was a bit wary of him signing because of the age factor and the pace of the league and that. But he's so far, he's proven me wrong, but there is a concern with Rashford.
I expected
him to be playing a bit more. I know it's 3 games in, like if you count Charity Shield and that, but I expect him to be more.
We all know why Rashford came in last year, because Van Gaal left us short in that department, didn't he? He was over-promoted to a massive extent. He played a massive run of games when any decent manager would not have overplayed him like that. So it's not really a concern for me. I think Rashford will do well for the rest. And then when the League Cup comes around, the Europa League, you're playing the minnows at home. Yeah. That's when Rashford will play. Don't get worried about that. But you look at Mourinho, he's one of those players who doesn't use an awful lot of players in the league. And tonight, I thought he could have brought Mkhitaryan a lot sooner than he did. I don't know how many subs he made. It were one when I left the pub 10 minutes later.
Yeah, he did them all in the end.
But really, giving players 3 minutes here, 3 minutes there is no good, is it? They need a proper run out. Yeah, but Mourinho's never been like that. He just wants to win the game.
I've got a question for you on Mkhitaryan, but thoughts on your take on how much game time is Rashford likely to get?
I think Mourinho's no muggers here. He'll give him obviously lots of substitute appearances, probably last 20 minutes and stuff, and he'll come on and rip teams to pieces with his pace. Mm. He'll use him like that, but I think he'll start, you know, he'll use him at games where, whether it's at home or away, where, you know, maybe Zlatan up front, no pace, who knows, away at Liverpool, away at City, away at... He'll choose him and put him in games where we don't expect him to, I don't think. He'll probably make 15 to 20 appearances in the league, I reckon.
You've potentially got, though, with some positions we're in, you've potentially got 60-odd games that we could play this season. Ibrahimovic is not going to play 60-odd games. He'll get plenty of chances. I think people have just been a little bit too worried, I think.
Imagine if you sold him.
Well,
£5 million.
Imagine that, yeah. To Hull. Yeah.
Get Adidas to buy him back in 5 years.
The other thing, you just made the point, though, about Mourinho not being daft, although he was potentially a little bit daft in his last stint at Chelsea, but he also knows that he's got to pacify 76,000 people in that stadium with a number of things, and I think that at least looking after one youth player is definitely it.
Well, once you get past this international break that's coming up, you've got games, you're playing twice every single week. Yeah. That's when it's going to come into it. At the minute, when you're playing once a week, he's going to want a settled team. He's going to want to get into the international break with 9 points, sit there top of the league, and then you can start worrying about squad players after you've after they all come back.
So, and Pogba or Schneiderlin?
Oh, God.
Both.
On a serious note, though, about Pogba, I mean, I think he looked... as he should, because he's 93 million at the end of the day, but considering he wasn't match fit according to Mourinho, I think he looked absolutely miles better than anybody else on the pitch. He's that good with the ball that he could be a winger as well as a centre midfielder, so yeah, I'm really happy with that.
I agree, I think that's as good a debut as we've seen from a player since probably going back to Ronaldo and Rooney sort of debuts. Yeah, absolutely. He was absolutely immense. He's got absolutely, as a midfielder player, he's got absolutely everything, and he's got the tricks, he's got the pace, he's got the, you know, he can put a foot in. He didn't put a foot wrong on that. I thought he was by head and shoulders the best player on the pitch.
Absolutely fantastic tonight, Paul Pogba, with his touch, his grace. He just floats across the pitch, doesn't he? I mean, in the first half, when Ibrahimovic had that overhead kick, I think he did like half a step over, and it doesn't look much, but to actually then get the power onto your left-hand side when you're leaning the other way and put a cross in.
Didn't think he was as good as that, did you?
I've seen the guy play, and I don't care that we got rid of him. You know, why don't we just draw a line under it now?
No, if we're being honest, if Van Gaal was there now, he wouldn't be here. So, if we kept him, he wouldn't be here now. Simple as that.
Well, and not just that, just let me say, like... I've actually started going on the website again because you know, there's some stuff. Because you know, I'm not excited. I listened to this interview with Paul Pogba, and he actually looked like he wanted to be here. You know, he was lost for words. He just kept saying, "I'm so happy." You know, how often do you see a player say that? Something.
Does your other half spend much time on the internet?
No comment,
clearly. Where were we?
Oh, we're talking about
Pogba.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. Didn't do anything wrong. Great touch, turn of pace. Just a fantastic debut, really, I suppose. And I think I certainly expected him to only play 70 minutes, whether Mourinho knew from minute one he was going to stay on for 90. Adrenaline kicks in as well, doesn't it? So, you know, and we've got 8 days before the next game. So, and he's a fit young lad. So what? He's been in LA for 3 weeks partying. He's been back training for a week, so he's obviously, you know, he'd be a bit sore tomorrow probably, but you know, he's put a shift in, and he's probably ran, you know, more than anybody else tonight, I reckon.
Yeah, the same. I thought he wouldn't start, let alone do 90 minutes, so I thought he'd come on for the last 20 or something like that, but he looks like he's had a full pre-season with us.
Until next Saturday, so he might as well be knackered for France.
Totally agree. I thought he was absolutely outstanding, and you know, we have been lucky to see some brilliant debuts at United, but in terms of composure and just, you know, fitting in, that was just unbelievable.
It's like he's never been away from me. Yeah.
And Aaron's right, but the price tag is a load of bollocks. If it had been 60 million, people would have still been slagging United off. So it just needs to fucking shut up now.
So I had a City fan in work say, "Oh, we were interested in, but not for that price of money." I said, "Well, you know, when have you lot started being careful with your cash?"
The thing is, the reality is it won't cost United anything other than wages, because it will either stay here for an entire career and therefore you've got value for money, or in 5 years he will go to Madrid for 130 million, so there won't be any cost, you know what I mean? So,
we're not only thinking about that, are we?
You got to, haven't you? You got to think about these.
I'm with Martial, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm already starting to ask, where's Mkhitaryan fitting into that team?
In Wayne Rooney's position, I would imagine.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, eventually.
But how long are we going to wait for that? Because if you look at Rooney there, he's the problem, isn't he? If you're going to play him every week, I'm not going to get caught up in talking about Wayne Rooney, because you all know
what. He's a goal tonight. He did all right, but he's a brilliant cross.
I'm not getting caught up talking about Wayne Rooney, but if you take Wayne Rooney out of that team, front floor, well, not the front floor, but the three behind Ibrahimovic are all fluid then, and Mkhitaryan can play anyone behind Ibrahimovic, can't he? But with Rooney in there, it's kind of limiting people.
It's not mentioned much so far, but I'm a little bit worried about Martial, I think, so far this season. He doesn't quite look quite the same player as he did. Like, I don't know if it's a bit of an hangover of the way he was treated with France, and his confidence just, you know, a goal probably would have done him the world of good today, but I don't know, he just looks like there's something a little bit missing.
He looks a bit more alive tonight than last week.
He came on, definitely, didn't he?
But he should have scored a couple of goals there tonight with his composure that he showed away.
There's a number of little body language warning signs, I think, where Martial's concerned. We actually talked about it on the Bournemouth podcast. So I don't disagree with that. But again, where are you of a disagreement that Mkhitaryan probably will be the person who takes Rooney's role?
It's got to be, hasn't it? I think this time next year Rooney won't be here. Whether that means Mkhitaryan there, whether it means Ibrahimovic there, and Rashford up front or Martial up front, I don't know. Him or Mata, it's got to be Rooney or Mata for me. You don't buy someone like that.
Yeah. But the thing for me is that we're talking about Mkhitaryan's eventually going to take Rooney's place. It needs to be now. We've got a player in his prime. You know, he's one of the best players in the Bundesliga last year.
We've also got ourselves why he's not in the team right now as well. You know, but let's all be honest, none of us have seen actually that much of him ever play football. We're only told about his statistics he's got from Germany. No, so it's got to be a little bit of concern that he's not in the team so far as well, actually.
I saw him on my stag do for 20 odd pints and he looked great.
While you were abusing that fella who died. So, Mkhitaryan.
I'm the same, because it's a tough one. I don't want to go into it with a lot of Rooney, because you know it's the same. I'm going to say the same thing. I made the points last season.
I think Rooney's role as captain's going a bit under the radar. I actually think he's doing a good job of getting some of these people adapted to the club and all that kind of stuff. And I don't think he's playing bad. I just think he's playing off the standard that others are setting. So maybe the others around him will lift his performance and all that.
The problem we've got is that where would Wayne Rooney fit in another top side in Europe, and that's what we need to be looking for now.
No, I don't disagree with that. The thing is that you get a lot of United fans who are bitching on like he's the first player in history.
Over the top a lot. Yeah,
of course you do. Of course you do.
But did he get substituted tonight?
No, he didn't. He did late on today, but he's not playing well, there's no doubt about it, but they're a bit over the top.
But I'm quite sure.
Singling out of certain players that annoys me. It's same with Fellaini as well. That pisses me off a bit.
Easy, lazy target.
What they start doing now is giving odds on who the player's going to come on for Rooney's.
It's almost like he's the first player in history to start slowing down in the 14th year of his career, you know what I mean? Someone just mentioned, how does Chris Smalling get back into that team?
I think there is problems at centre back still. I mean Bailey looks,
more if he gets back in it.
Yeah, because he doesn't.
No, I don't mind him.
He's good in the air.
I personally don't think Daley Blind's a centre half, but I'm happy to have him in the squad. But it's not. He wouldn't be my choice to play.
Anyone know the answer? Is Bailey a right sided centre half? I presume so.
Where he's been playing.
So we can't call him Bailey, by the way. We had readers' letters last week.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Eric.
Eric.
I don't know if he can play left side, then that's perfect. Isn't it? Smalling comes back in, but I don't know whether he can.
I gave Blind a load of shit last year, and it wasn't fair, because I actually don't think he's a centre half, and he is a good squad player. But I think I'd rather have Chris Smalling there personally. I don't like all this. But your centre half needs to play football. He doesn't. He needs to just clear the ball and
anyway. He needs to do what Eric. Eric's doing.
I saw De Gea kick a few up the pitch tonight. Would Pep not have him in his team?
He looks like he's been there for years, though, doesn't he? But he looks like born to be a United.
Yeah.
He looks like born to be a United.
How did you?
I just tried to do it with that, actually closing my mouth. So now he can do it. Hey, bye.
As long as Marcus Rowe's not in that back four, that's fine by me.
He needs been enough. So just as a final point then, when that everybody's fit and everybody's sort of back in, not so much the defence, I think we know that that's pretty much settled as it is, and it is a case of Blind or Smalling or whatever, but what is that front six going to be at United for the main part of the season? So when we go into these, in the big games against the sort of cities, Arsenal, Chelsea's, Liverpool's, who's going to be that sort of six ahead of the back five?
I like how, I know it's not the question you asked, but I like how we've been playing lower league teams, and well, not lower league teams, teams lower in the league, and we don't play with different holding midfielders because we don't need them.
Yeah.
Like last year, we turned up with like two. So, but when we're playing City, I think we will need a bit more defensive rather than just Fellaini and Herrera next to Pogba. So, I think like Carrick, Pogba.
You'd have Carrick back in there.
Yeah, I'd have Carrick back in there personally. Yeah,
for that's a midfielder for me. Like holding what? Yeah, I still think he is.
Just spent fucking 100 million.
Pogba's different to Carrick.
It's
totally different,
mate.
Not in that sense, but you know, as a holding player, as a holding midfielder, he's still top of his passing. You know, I think he's our best one.
Anyway, so your front six.
forgot now. Yeah. Knocked me off my stride. Carrick.
Yeah, with that
Pogba.
Outburst.
Carrick, Pogba. I'm going off the thing that Wayne Rooney never gets dropped, so we'll have to have Wayne Rooney in there. We'll have Martial and Mkhitaryan, and then Ibrahimovic centre forward, that's mine.
Wouldn't argue with any of that, apart from I don't think Juan Mata's done enough to deserve to be dropped. I don't play well again tonight, so I'd probably have Mata out wide right. That's pretty much the team we had tonight, but maybe Carrick for Fellaini.
Yeah, I mean, this Juan Mata thing, I'm a bit confused with that. I think he might be playing him to perhaps shift him on his
shot
way
window.
Yeah, but in the big games, if we were playing a big team tomorrow, I'd have Pogba and Carrick. I'd have Mkhitaryan, like I say, Rooney's got to play, hasn't he? Martial and Ibrahimovic, same as Shaw again. Bloody hell, I've agreed with him twice.
No.
Yeah, what's left in the transfer window? 12 days. I'm not overly convinced that Mata's staying, but obviously we won't find out till whenever it is, 1st of September. But I think Mkhitaryan has got to play. Okay, it's different maybe going to Anfield, but I don't think he's the type of player that would freeze going to Anfield for the first time or away at City. So Carrick, I've always liked Carrick, but for me, he can't play Carrick ahead of Mkhitaryan.
Totally,
you've got to start playing him.
We've got to start bringing that generation to an end.
In the bigger games, you have to play him, I think. Who? Yeah, Carrick, you have to. Because you can't go all out attack, like against City, for instance. He will play it more defensive against them. I'm sure he will, so...
Next game's against Hull away, I think it is, next week, and then there's the international break in it. It's important that United get 3 wins on the board there and then wrap it up for a week or two, innit?
Well, that's what I was saying before. I think that's what he's doing at the minute. Same team. Make sure you just go into that international break with 9 points, make a bit of a statement, and then you can start looking at maybe bringing a few more players in once we've had a few more competitions.
Yeah, I think we'll win next week, and I don't think he'll change the team very much. He might bring in Carrick for Fellaini at Hull, I reckon. That's about it.
What do you reckon they'll do based on tonight going up to Hull? Same team, or do you reckon they'll give another bit, a couple of other people a bit more game time?
I think I'd bring probably Carrick in or something. he might start with Carrick. Who knows? Everyone's. You can't. After tonight, you couldn't drop Pogba, could you? You really couldn't. But who knows? I don't know. It's like I'd like to see Mkhitaryan start.
He's going to have to have a game.
It's going to be a toughest game. You know, they did well against Leicester. I'm not quite sure if that's anything to work off, but it'll be a tough away game. But I think we should have enough going forward.
It always does my head in at the start of these football seasons that you get 3 games in, then you have an international break, and then you have another one in October, another one in November. I think what Mourinho will do is he'll break it down into chunks, and these first 3 games, he thought 9 points. And that's what I like about him. He just wants to win, doesn't he? Win first, and then everything else will follow.
Is anybody
won't
injured?
I think if he's going to make any changes, maybe that might be the only one. Maybe have a bit more pace out wide. Maybe bring Lingard in.
Seems to like Lingard, so
rightly so.
Yeah, I think he's done well.
So. He played well in the Charity Shield.
Yeah, he did.
Played well in the Charity Shield.
Actually, Young's on the bench, wasn't he? Mm. So he isn't.
I think he's going to be an interesting next sort of fortnight in terms of who stays and who is kept who goes, in terms of, because I think then we'll see. I'm not convinced. I think Matter will get kicked for fucking Italy.
Have we got 25 players in the squad now? So,
well, that's already been declared, hasn't it?
Yeah, but it's two or three more than what Mourinho always likes, isn't it? So that tells you Rojo, Mata, Jones. Who knows?
Yeah, it's quite a lot. I mean, there is quite a bit of money to be potentially made back there. But anyway, final word. I think we've got a lot to look forward to this season, don't you?
Yeah, really promising so far. Can't find any fault of it, any of our performances really so far at all.
Yeah, it just feels like proper United again, doesn't it? We look like a proper team again.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to, like I said, proper United and everyone disliking us again.
I've actually started looking at hotels in Stockholm for the Europa final. It's written.
Where's the World Club Championship?
Yeah. Is that what it is, Stockholm? Yeah. Fucking hell, that won't be cheap.
New stadium, about 3 years old, just near Stockholm, Malmo. No, somewhere near Stockholm.
It's the Friends Arena, it's called.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, 50,000.
Yeah, strong start, and I'm already more excited than last season. So.
It wasn't hard, was it? Fucking hell. Yeah. It's a couple of things. I think the optimism in the crowd's really nice. I actually like the fact that United now haven't just got players who can play football. You get the sense that if it kicked off, there's players in that team who could seriously mix it up, and I think that's always a really important part of it. Yeah, I mean, I still can't get over that tackle at Bournemouth. That was just sensational. So, right, thanks for that, lads. Bloomy, Stu, enjoy your night out, mate.
Cheers,
Aaron. No, I'm not. No, I'm not dressed like that. I'm not. Alan, cheers, John, and as always, appreciate your time. Next podcast will be after the actually on the way down to Hull. And what's the next home game?
City.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh.
Half twelve.
Saturday, half 12. Oh, tremendous. Right, so the next home podcast with these lads will be after the Manchester derby. But until then, cheers. Nice one. United We Stand podcast is sponsored by BetOnBrazil.com. The new betting site for all sports punting with great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to the podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code United10. If you go to BetOnBrazil.com, enter the promo code United10, and when you deposit your £10, you get £10 for free.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.